Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
DA, how you feeling, bro?
Man, I'm doing great.
One question only.
How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
That's great to hear. Nice to be with you. Greg Caserta, the Butcher, the Carlos, the Schwartz. Final hour of our four-hour Friday program. DA back Monday, right? Is he back Monday?
No, he'll be off next week. We'll have a bogus DA show led. Maybe we'll get some normalcy then.
Okay.
And then DA will be back in full swing the week after.
Every time you keep stressing the word normalcy, I don't like the way you're saying it.
No, I just have a little trepidation. We're all using big words. I think once the artist formerly known as Mraz left, the IQ level, the vernacular that has been employed today has been very robust. So I think everybody went up at least like 2,800 SAT
points. But you're not
answering
my question.
So about my trepidation.
Yeah.
I just feel like if the bosses are listening, which they seldom do, this is going to like be one of those like, let's find who the producer is and rein them in.
Why?
This
has been entertaining for
show.
3 hours.
Yeah, great show. I have no more comments.
Interesting. Okay. We'll have to think about this. We only got an hour left. That means you have an hour left. Intern Anna's in studio. So this is it. At 10 o'clock, you are out the door.
Yes.
Final day.
Yep.
Of a 5-6 week internship.
Yes.
Which school are you attending?
University of Richmond.
Oh, okay. Go Spiders.
Mm-hmm.
So you are going to be entering what year?
Senior year.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Now what's the, what have you been doing there? Is there a radio station? Is there a TV station?
There's a radio station, but it's very under the radar. So
really?
Yeah. It's
so
not
do you
popular.
Do you work that? It doesn't. Here's the thing though. College radio is not popular.
Yeah.
It really isn't.
Mm-hmm.
But are you getting the experience there?
No, the website hasn't been updated in like 2 years.
So what are you doing there?
I'm a business student, Spanish student, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, are your aspirations to get into broadcasting?
Yes.
And what specifically, or like, what are you thinking about at this point?
I'm not sure. I've worked with production all summer, and I've really enjoyed that, but being on air is super cool, too.
Okay. So, you're comfortable on the air, right? You have a good personality. You're talkative. What have the interactions in that room been like? Because you've spent most of your time across the way over there.
Yeah. Everyone's been super nice, super helpful, always like checking in with me if I need anything or if I want to learn something extra. So
how did you get hired? How did that whole process go down?
I applied in about March. I was connected to Chris Oliviero.
Okay.
And then I met with each of the departments and I met with Spike.
Okay.
And then
so you had a formal interview? Did you go through like a real interview process?
Yeah, I interviewed with them.
Was that nerve-wracking for you?
A little bit, but everyone was very laid back.
Okay.
So once I like got in, it was fine.
So you got comfortable.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you told me before we came on the air that you also had another internship last year that was a little more rigid and buttoned up.
Yes. It was at the Fox Business Network. So I was working on a show that was all about the market and I don't understand it much. So
now, contrast working in television, working in radio, obviously very different.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more people involved on the television side. Did you like that aspect of it, like the bright lights and the constant moving parts, or were you more into this where it's a little more intimate because there's less people?
I This is better because it's more intimate. Last year was very like structured.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you like kind of like this show, just kind of going, just fly by the seat of your pants type of thing.
Yeah, I think the personalities of everyone is a little bit more what I like.
All right, so personalities. That's a good way to put it.
Right.
What's that?
Yes, personalities.
Personalities. Mm-hmm. You got to hang with Pete the Body Bilotti.
Mm-hmm. He's awesome.
What's he like during the show? Because I'm always on this side, and he's a very good buddy of mine. But mm-hmm. during the show, is he very intense?
No, last week we were having a lot of fun. We put like beach balls and a whole bunch of little toys around the studio.
All right, so he was chilling then.
Yeah.
Who else was on that side with you?
Pat.
Pat Boyle.
Yeah.
What is Pat like during the show? Because Pat and I have a very long history. He's one of my best friends here. When he gets on this show, you never know what to expect.
Yeah. He's super nice, but for the first few weeks, he did call me Emma. So
he called you Emma. Now, did we have somebody here that was named Emma? Or did he just have it wrong?
I think he just mixed up Anna with Emma.
All right, so I screwed up his name so badly.
That's more reasonable than James.
So
yeah, you weren't even in the right stratosphere.
I thought his name was James. His name is Ryan. Mm-hmm. And then I called him Brian. So I wasn't even close. So the fact that Pat was kind of in the ballpark, that's pretty good. Now, senior year of college, mm-hmm. you're going back to RVA.
Yeah.
I worked there for a summer with the Flying Squirrels. Mm-hmm. I called games there. I spent a summer in Richmond, one of my favorite cities. Great place to eat.
Yeah, definitely.
It is a great food town. Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite spot down there? Like, what's your go-to spot?
There's a place called Bar Salita that does brunch on the weekends and then really good dinners. So I always take people there.
Okay, so this is like a bottomless brunch place? Like,
I think that they do that,
It's one of those deals? Mm-hmm. All right. Now, I'm not into brunch. I'll be very honest. Not a brunch guy.
It sucks.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not into it. Oh. Like, I like eating breakfast. I'll eat breakfast at 11 o'clock on a Sunday.
You can't mix breakfast and lunch.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
I'm not a brunch guy.
Breakfast is my favorite meal, so I enjoy it.
I didn't start eating breakfast.
It's the most important meal of the day.
Exactly. They say that, but it's not my favorite.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm not a morning person.
Oh, see, and I am.
So this is perfect for you.
Yeah.
Now, what about at school? Like morning classes, or like?
Yeah, I like to be done like by like noon or 1:30.
Oh, so you're an oddity because I'm assuming most of your friends are regular college students that want to sleep until 11 and get up at 1 o'clock and go to class. Yeah.
I have 9 a.m., so I get up at like 7:30. I take my time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you started school during COVID?
Yeah, it was horrible.
Your freshman year was during COVID.
Yeah, my senior year of high school was cut short, and then I started freshman year was 2020.
And what was the isolation like at Richmond? Like, was it just class, dorm? Was it?
Basically, a lot of classes were on Zoom, which was weird, and I didn't like it.
No.
And then you like weren't supposed to have like more than 2 guests in your room, even though like no one followed it. Outside, you had to wear a mask. In the dining hall, only like 2 people were allowed at these big round tables. Mm-hmm. It was so awkward.
Oh my God.
But then in like I think it was March 2022 was when they like stopped having all masks.
And okay.
Yeah.
So even up until last year, mm-hmm. it was still that way.
Yeah.
So at least this past year was normal.
Yeah.
This year will be normal.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you this. As soon as you know you're going to graduate,
mm-hmm.
just chill.
Yeah.
Don't worry about grades anymore. Like, mm-hmm. once you know, like, hey, I'm passing, I'm getting my diploma, relax and enjoy the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a great time.
Yeah.
When did you graduate? Last year? When did you get out?
Technically, it's spring. I walked spring, graduated the fall.
Yeah, you're right out.
Yeah.
Right?
Sucked.
Like, what do you mean?
Just classes.
Yeah, the end of classes, like, the last semester sucks.
I had no, like, in-person classes. I was...
Oh, yeah, okay.
I had, like, all independent studies, so I was just doing whatever I wanted.
That doesn't sound too bad.
It's not bad, but then I have no purpose.
I don't think you still have a purpose.
No.
You're still searching.
Yes.
It's all about growth. What was your favorite memory, best time here? What anything specific stand out?
There we go. We're getting the money question out the way, Greg.
Yeah.
What a pro.
I'm not sure. Sean's last day was really...
You were here for that?
Yeah, I was here for that.
Wasn't it nice to see him go?
I really like. I like him a lot. He's really nice. So.
We used to. Yeah. A lot of us used to. We used to feel that.
We're burying the lead. It was nice to see him go. Like how? like you couldn't stand him that much.
Yeah, I'm happy he's gone. He's the albatross. We don't want him here anymore.
The artist formerly known as Mraz. All right, I think Greg might have asked you, but who's like the most unpredictable character that you've met so far? Like, who is the person that has come in or not come in, maybe, if it's remote, that you're like, I really don't know what this person does here, or I don't know what they're going to do today?
That's a good question.
Maybe Mirage. He always surprises me.
What was, like, in your time here, what was the thing that he did you were like, whoa, I can't believe he did that? Because there's plenty of Sean Morash, a.k.a. Mraz moments.
My first day working with him was the day that he sat on a chair and then it, like, broke. And that was, like, a continuous joke for, like, 4 hours for the show. And it was so funny.
That's great.
So, to be fair to him, that might not be his fault because we have, as discussed yesterday, we have 90 chairs in this office and 83 of them don't match.
It was definitely not his fault, but it was funny.
I don't think I was here for that. I heard about it, obviously.
I'm like, sorry. The sound bite.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny.
So you were here for that. You watched it happen?
I didn't watch it happen, okay. But I heard it.
Now, where are you from originally?
I'm from Westchester.
Okay, so you've spent time in New York City. Like, yeah. This wasn't like culture shock where you're coming from a different part of the country.
No.
And where do you see yourself after graduation? Do you want to get back up this way? Are you willing to relocate?
I'm hoping to move to Europe.
Really?
Yeah.
And what is the plan when you move to Europe?
I'm a Spanish minor, so
okay.
A lot of there's a lot of programs for teaching English in Spain.
Awesome.
So I'm hoping to do that.
And with school, that they have a program that would like place you there, or is that something you just have to do on your own?
They place you with either like elementary school, middle school, high school, college kids. Awesome. So you basically teach them English.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So. Did you grow up speaking Spanish, or you did?
My mom's from Puerto Rico.
Okay. So you've been speaking it your whole life.
A fellow Puerto Rican? And I couldn't sniff you out? Normally, I can spot, I can walk into a room, I'm like, you're one of mine, you're one of mine. I looked at you and couldn't figure what you were from.
So, my dad's from New York, so.
Mom's from Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Have you been to Spain?
Yes, I studied abroad there this past May and June.
So that was my only regret from college is that I didn't study abroad. I never did it.
I did it twice. I liked it so much.
You did it twice.
I went to Dublin last fall because my grandma's from Dublin, so I needed to go.
As long as you got out of New York, you were good.
Mm-hmm.
So if I had to guess, Spain was a better place to study abroad than Dublin.
I honestly like Dublin a little bit better.
How?
It's just like the culture there, everyone's so. And I love Spain also. I hope to like go there after and teach English, obviously. But
where in Spain do we think we would go?
Sevilla. Yeah.
Good answer. That's always been like everybody says like Barcelona, Madrid. I've always said Sevilla. That's where I want to go.
Yeah,
Seville.
According to my mother, both of those cities were like dirty. She prefer Sevilla as well.
Yeah. So that's going to be, so like you're going to graduate in May of next year. And then how soon after would you be going to Spain?
It would be like August for like their school year.
That's great.
If it works out, hopefully it does.
I don't see why it wouldn't. It seems like it's like a pretty linear plan, right?
Mm-hmm.
So are you excited about school? Are you happy to get back? Or is it like, what's the feeling right now?
I miss my friends and everything, but I like being home with like my mom and my dog.
What kind of dog?
Bichon Frise.
Aw. Little fluffy thing.
Yeah.
What's the name?
Augie.
That's boy.
Augie. Yeah, boy.
Oh. You have a picture of Augie?
Yeah, I'll show you later.
I want to see Augie later. Yeah. I love dogs.
You know, so we got to appease the listeners because this is a sports show. Anna, do you watch sports? Do you have a team? Sports, huh?
I do. My team are the Yankees, and then I enjoy tennis.
Okay.
Also, a really, really great season for you this year.
Yeah. I'm going to the game on Tuesday, so hopefully they are good for me.
the voice trailed off. She goes, That's how everybody collectively feels about the Yankees this season.
I know, but you have to back them up. You can't turn away.
Listen,
now.
You and Peter Schwartz, you can go down that rabbit hole if you want. I'm jumping ship. I'm getting off that one.
What's the new team?
You guys can sink.
What's your new team now? If it's not the Yankees,
nobody.
You can't not root for anyone.
I absolutely can. I work for MLB Network.
that's an easy way.
All 30 teams signed my paycheck.
So I can root for every single. For
that's too easy.
I can root for every single one. It's a beautiful thing. Did you accomplish everything you wanted to accomplish this summer? Like, is there anything that you set out to do that you didn't get a chance to do?
No, I've reached out to everyone I wanted to reach out to. Yeah, it's been a great experience.
And are you going to make a point of staying in touch with some of the people here?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
She's like, certainly not anybody on this show.
No, I wouldn't do that either. I would totally cut ties with everybody here.
This is my favorite show I work on throughout the week, though.
I say that to everybody. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Seriously, stay in touch. Mm-hmm. I know this is our first time meeting, so we're saying hello and goodbye, but hopefully we see you down the road.
Yes, hopefully.
And have a great senior year.
Thank you.
That's Anna. She is headed back to UVA, right? No, Richmond. You're going back to Richmond. I was going to say, you're not going to Virginia.
I'm like, just read her sweater.
It does say Richmond on the sweater, yes. So, yeah, that's the end of the internship, but she hit the nail on the head. This is the best show to work on. You know the show. It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, three-time women's champ and Royal Rumble winner Bianca Belair from WWE stops by. We'll talk to her next on CBS Sports Radio. What kind of intro is that? It's very Euro-techy.
Future.
Yeah. A little vroom vroom. You ever listen to The Prodigy? Remember The Prodigy? Like the English DJ?
No. But did you see that guy who's on TikTok or Twitter now? His name's like Kyle Gordon, and he's like trending for making like a rip-off 90s song.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's actually pretty good.
So what does he do? He just does remixes?
No, it's called Planet of the Bass.
Okay.
It's
great. You're how old again?
22.
Oh, man, you're a young pup. So I love these talking head stories, which we'll get to in a little bit, because I am very happy to tell you that Saturday, April 6th, and Sunday, April 7th, at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia, it is WrestleMania 40. Ticket pre-registration for the two-day event is now available at www.wwe.com/WM40-presale. General tickets available. They will be available today, and I am so happy to welcome the three-time women's champ and the Royal Rumble winner from 2 years ago, Bianca Belair. Kind enough to stop by the DA Show. Bianca, it's Greg and Carlos here in New York. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing well. Obviously, a very big week for you and the company. WrestleMania 40, the marquee event of the year. And so far, the response has been overwhelming, I'm sure.
It has. Everyone's so excited about it. I'm excited about it. It's WrestleMania 40, so it's going to be huge. And tickets are on sale now, so everyone's going out and getting those tickets, and we're all getting prepared for WrestleMania because we all know it's going to come up very quickly.
So, Bianca, I'll let you know that I'm going Saturday night. Carlos is in studio with me. He is going both nights, and this will be my third ever WWE event that I've been to. Coincidentally, all three have been in Philadelphia. It is a wrestling town. The fans there are wild. What is it like for you performing there?
Philadelphia has some amazing fans. I'm so excited to be coming here. I think it's the perfect place for WrestleMania 40. Like you said, it's a wrestling town, and everybody's going to come out. But what's amazing about WrestleMania is that it's not just the people that live in that city. It's going to be people coming from all over, not just the United States, but from all over the world. And I think Philadelphia is going to be the perfect place for that. So we're all excited for that.
Now, Bianca, you've already made WrestleMania history before, back at WrestleMania 37. I'll take you back there. It's you. It's Sasha Banks. It's the second time that women have main evented WrestleMania. So just missed the mark to make history on that. But it's the first time we had two African-American performers of any gender. Could you talk about a little bit about how much that moment meant to you in your early stages of your career?
That moment was, it's hard to put that moment into words. It was just full of emotions. At one point, it became extremely overwhelming for me. If anyone goes back and they watch that match, they can see as soon as the bell rings, I'm almost in tears in the match. That's the last place you want to be in tears, is in the ring. But it just became overwhelming, and I'm so glad that we allowed ourselves to take a moment and just soak it in, because the moment was just unprecedented. It's going to go down in history and just, you know, inspire generations and generations. And it's amazing to think that you know, people who get into WWE and they want to see inspiration or get inspired, they're going to use that match for inspiration. But I'm so proud of that match, and I walked out as champion. We won an SG off of that match, but that moment was just amazing, and it was just very overwhelming.
Yeah, it's wonderful to see what WWE has come for and far along with women's wrestling. You know, I remember growing up watching a product. It always just seemed to be, you know, the side attraction, and you all are tremendous athletes. Could you talk about some of the female performers that inspired you to get into the business? I can go back as far as, you know, Fabulous Moolah, like Alundra Blaze. Like, I'm in that age group that I remember, like, the pioneers of the business. Who were some of the competitors that really got you thinking, this is something I want to do with the rest of my life?
So my journey into WWE is a little more unique than some of the people when I came in. So I didn't really watch wrestling a lot growing up. My brother did. And so I watched it whenever, you know, we would fight over the remote and he would win. But I remember, even though I didn't really watch it a lot, the one woman who stuck out to me was Chyna. Mm. And she was just big and strong and so powerful. And then when I got into WWE, I remember coming across Beth Phoenix. And she just inspired me so much because I saw myself in her. I saw how she was the Glamazon. She was strong, but she was also, like, embraced her femininity. And she was strong and powerful, but she was graceful at the same time. And I was like, that's what I want to represent as well. So I would definitely have to say, you know, Beth Phoenix, you know, Jacqueline, all these women that went out there and just, you know, were out there fighting and being strong and being, you know, just relentless in the ring. That's who inspired me. And I think that, you know, they set that foundation for us so that we can go out there and, you know, have these amazing matches and have Royal Rumbles and have main event WrestleManias. And now, you know, I feel like we're moving from that narrative of women trying to show that we can compete just as well as the men. Now we're moving on from that narrative, and that's not even in our mindset. Now we're out there just competing and putting on great matches. You know, we're competing with ourselves. We're not competing with the men anymore. We're, you know, if there's two women's matches on the show, the women are competing against each other, trying to outshine each other because we're already there. So I love that I'm in WWE at this time where women can go out there and just main event at WrestleMania's, main event on the PLEs, main event on Raw and the SmackDowns on a weekly basis.
Bianca Belair from WWE, kind enough to join us this morning on the DA Show, Greg and Carlos in studio. And aside from the main event match that we just talked about before and how emotional that was for you, Bianca, you technically made your main roster debut at WrestleMania 36. So this event clearly has a lot of significance in your career. You've already achieved a couple of milestones. So how do you top that moving forward? Because you still have a long ways to go.
Yeah, it's really, since you said that, that makes so much sense. My main roster debut was at WrestleMania. It was during the pandemic in front of no one. We had zero fans, but it's definitely been a huge part of my career. But yeah, I've main evented. I've, you know, three-peated at WrestleMania. So at this point, I'm carrying an undefeated streak at WrestleMania at this point. So I'm just looking continue that undefeated streak. I'm looking to just continue to create moments and, you know, have top my gear from the previous year, top my performance from the previous year, top my entrance from the previous year. Main event at night one. You know, we have WrestleMania two nights now, which is amazing because we have so much talent. So now I want a main event night two. And I just want to continue to go undefeated at WrestleMania.
So obviously we're a long ways away from the road to WrestleMania. You know, unofficially, everybody looks at the Royal Rumble event, and that's when it starts to kick off, the build, the excitement. Mm-hmm. Obviously, tickets are available now. But let's say, Bianca, you find yourselves in a time machine. Who's the dream opponent in a WrestleMania main event for you?
It's so hard because so many matches could be dream matches. But we all know that my two top dream matches for current WWE superstars is me versus Rhea Ripley. You know, she's doing amazing things right now on the other side. I feel like we're both just climbing that mountaintop, and I would love to meet her at the top of the mountaintop. We've had history when we were in NXT together. We started around the same time, and we've been just doing amazing things on both sides. And also Charlotte Flair, because everyone knows my goal is to eventually take down all four horsewomen. I've been able to pin three out of the four, and Charlotte Flair is the last one. And she's one of the WWE superstars that I looked up to when I first got into WWE. And so to actually meet her in the ring one day and be able to take her down and climb that mountaintop would mean everything to me.
Bianca, one final question for you, and just out of curiosity, how do you do it? I mean, you get up for morning radio, you have this grueling travel schedule, you take a beating in the ring, you have a smile on your face, you're performing at a high level. What keeps you going?
Oh, just the love of WWE, you know, having a passion for it. I still go back all the time to the moment that I realized that I was walking in my purpose. And that was in 2017 when I first got into WWE, and I had my first big match on a big stage in the Mae Young Classic. And I had this out-of-body experience where I realized I was walking my purpose. And if you've ever felt that, it's an amazing feeling, and you never want to let that go. But it's also my why. You know, I want to always go out there and make a bigger impact and make it more than just about myself. So I'm always thinking about others and thinking about how I'm impacting them and influencing them. And they're my why. And so that's what keeps me going. And it gets rough and I get tired. My voice sounds crazy right now because I'm so tired. But it's just the love of WWE and just remembering that this is an amazing opportunity. And this is me leaving my legacy. So that's what keeps me going.
Bianca, it's only the beginning for you. You are a role model. You are a champion, and you are now a friend of the DA show. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us. I know it's an early morning and that you've been quite busy. So thanks again. Stay healthy. Keep on smiling, and we'll see you at WrestleMania.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Bianca.
Good luck, Bianca.
That's Bianca Belair. Awesome stuff from her. Really excited to see her. Carlos and I will be in the building. WrestleMania 40, Saturday, April 6th, Sunday, April 7th at the Link. Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia is going to be rocking. Ticket pre-registration for the two-day event is now available at www.wwe.com/WM40-presale. General tickets go on sale today. So great stuff from Bianca Belair. And my thanks to Carlos for the assist with that one. She was great. And she was doing a couple of other hits throughout the morning. So for her to get up and do this with us, that's good stuff from her. And, you hear the difference, you know, talking about her purpose and trying to inspire others. That's a beautiful, noble thing. And, again, she's somebody that grinded, you know, 4 years in NXT and finally made the main roster and had a very quick ascent to the top. That's a big get in the wrestling world. And I know for Pete Bellotti and other wrestling fans, I know that for Carlos, that was a treat. She's awesome. Somebody very easy to root for.
Yeah, I'm interested to see where they're going to go storyline with this, because there's a couple of different opponents that they could pitch for her. But we got a long way to go.
Yeah.
As much as it's, you know, fun to get excited about WrestleMania, getting our tickets already, it's only August.
Right.
This is not really going to start to feel like an actual real thing until we get to January. Imagine that the other side of the year.
Yeah, it is crazy to think about. We're only in August, but we're halfway through the month, more than halfway through. And, you know, it's funny with these hosting shifts. They're few and far between for me. I wonder why. Carlos used the word normalcy before, or lack thereof, because that's what this show has been. And that's how I like it, because I've been having a lot of fun with you. And let's not forget, we do have our Target demo Friday coming up after we get done with the update from Peter. But you know, I don't get paid any extra for doing this shift. Like, I get paid my regular update rate. So if I did 4 hours sitting here or 8 hours in that chair, it's the same thing. So, like, for me, there's no financial difference by doing this. I'm doing this for love of the game and for love of the D-Aliens. I don't want people to recognize my sacrifice.
Look at you waxing poetically for the D-Aliens.
Yeah, I'm a martyr. I want people to recognize that.
You're a martyr?
I'm doing this for you people.
It's like a tear in my eye.
See, look, Schwartz is emotional. What do you got, Pete?
By the way, I was a huge fan of Wendy Richter. back in the day.
Is that right?
Yes. See, you don't know who that is.
That's before my time,
That's
bro.
Before your time.
Way before my
Remember
time.
It's
Richter?
Before mine, too, but
when
I know Cindy, who she is.
When Cindy Lauper, when they had the whole rock and wrestling
Cindy
connection.
Cindy Lauper was a huge wrestling fan. She constantly made cameos.
I was thinking, like, the Snapple lady. Wasn't the Snapple lady's
Wendy,
name
yeah,
Wendy?
But that, no.
But that's not
Wendy
her.
Wendy Richter was WWF champion when it was WWF.
Right.
And then that was the whole thing when MTV got involved and Hulk Hogan and Mr. T was with, they went up against Roddy Piper and Cowboy Bob Orton, the whole, you know, 80s era of wrestling.
When so, I really Schwartz, started, let me ask you, I'll put you on the spot. What's the best wrestler impersonation that you could do?
Ooh, yeah.
Nice. I love
just
that.
Just the one word? You're not going to snap into a Slim Jim or something like that?
I know
the cream rises to the top. I'm the cream of the crop. Yeah, I'm talking to you, Jack Tunney. The Macho Man Randy Savage was done a disservice at WrestleMania 3.
There you go.
That was great. Carlos asked good questions. I've noticed that about Carlos. Carlos and I have worked together quite a bit, but I never realized you're a very good interviewer, Carlos. You ask good questions.
Oh, listen, I try. Listen, they're nice enough to give us a couple minutes. Obviously, they're trying to promote their event. But, you know, I want to be able to give the audience something different. You know, I don't want, who's going to ask, oh, yeah, okay, tell me about your first match ever. You know, that stuff, I'm sure she's been asked that 100 times.
Yeah, with somebody like that, you know she's done a lot of interviews. You want to make it different. You want to make it stand out. You don't want to ask the cookie cutter stuff. Yeah, that was good. And I know what I also meant was that you got Schwartz to do a Macho Man. I mean, that in and of itself makes it a good question.
You got emotional. You choked up on it.
A number of years ago, I was doing a show on a small Long Island radio station. So WWF is coming to Nassau Coliseum to do a house show. So I'm thinking, this would be great if I can get one of the wrestlers to come on the show.
This wasn't WBAB, was it?
No, it was the AM affiliate, WGBB.
Got it.
The same building.
Got it.
But we did the show from a restaurant every Friday afternoon on Long Island. Like, that'd be great. And the guy who I did the show with hated wrestling. So I'm like, this would be great. If we can get a wrestler on, it could be like an antagonistic kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I fax a letter at that point to the WWF. And the lady calls me back, the PR person, goes, he can't do it in person because he'll be on his way to the Coliseum in a limo. But we are going to have Rocky Maivia do the interview. And people who don't know who that is, that's The Rock. That's Dwayne Johnson. And it was the most hysterical interview I have ever done because my partner was antagonizing him with how, you know, wrestling is fake, questions and stuff like that. Now, I'm trying to be the straight wrestling guy and asking about, because it was a cage match that night with the Nation of Domination against DX. Yep. So I'm trying to ask, like, legitimate wrestling questions, and here's my partner.
He's being a smartass.
If The Rock is sitting there, like, he's going to pull a King Lawler on, you know, Andy Kaufman on the David Letterman show. Like, that's what's going to happen. But it was hysterical. And that was, he was like on the cusp of being The Rock. Like, he was just about to be a superstar. And I had him on my little radio show on
that's
Long
very
Island,
cool.
Which is awesome. So, well, we'll get into the update now.
Yeah,
how about that?
We can do that.
Much as I love talking about wrestling in the 80s, we'll get into the update. Our first stop, Los Angeles. The Dodgers just keep on rolling.
Evan Phillips to Willy Adames. And here it comes. And down he goes. Swung on and missed strike three. The Dodgers have won 11 straight. Phillips saves his 18th. The Dodgers' 12th shutout of the year. A season-high 28 games over .500.
That was Charlie Steiner laying the smackdown on Dodgers radio. The Dodgers beat the Brewers 1-0. L.A. 15-1 in August. Austin Barnes hit his first home run since September of last year. In Washington, Red Sox playoff hopes took a big hit.
Now the 0-2. Swing a line drive left center field. This is headed toward the gap. It's down. It's going by Yoshida and all the way to the fence. This is going to clear the bases. Racing home Downs and Thomas into second with another two-run double is Joey Meneses. He's driven in 5 runs all by himself. The Nationals 8, the Red Sox 1. What a ball game for Joey Meneses.
Dave Jagler on Nationals radio, and the Nationals get the 1-2-3 on the Red Sox 10-7. Now to St. Louis.
Payoff pitch. Alonso clocks one deep center field. Edmund back looks up. It is gone. Onto the grassy Berman straightaway center. It falls onto the natural batter's eye. A 2-run home run for Pete Alonso. 2-0 Mets lead in the top of the fourth.
All right, that time I heard the John Sterling
that's
getting in the face.
Yeah.
Was that me or is that actually the Macho Man?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that sounds like me.
Sounds like you.
That was me. Oh, that was a nice job getting that. That was nice quick. Turnaround.
That's
very
the,
good.
That's the butcher.
Oh, he's learning from Pete, or is he learning from Pete?
I think he's taken the ball and run with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was Keith Ratt on Mets Radio. Mets beat the Cardinals 4-2 for Pete Alonso, his 37th home run of the season. You also had the Diamondbacks over the Padres 3-1. Mariners beat the Royals 6-4. And the Tigers-Guardians game in Cleveland rained out. It'll be made up as part of a single admission doubleheader today with game one starting at 4:10. NFL preseason, you have the Browns and Eagles playing an 18-18 tie. Eagles rookie wide receiver Tyree Cleveland and rookie defensive lineman Moro Ojomo were carted off the field with neck injuries. Both players have movement in their extremities. Head coach Nick Sirianni said that was tough to see.
Yeah, you never want to see that. It's your heart goes out to everybody that you know that gets hurt in a game, and, you know, because they're working so hard to make the football team. So that's tough. You know, that's tough for the team. That's tough for myself. That's tough for the coaches, because you care about these guys and you want to see them succeed, and then to have injuries, that's always tough.
Further updates on those two expected sometime today. Now to hockey, and there is sadness in Buffalo.
They chop at it on the board. Staw tries it free to Burridge again, looking for Lafontaine. In front, the shot is gone! Lafontaine with number 40 on the power play. Buffalo has the lead, 2-1.
The voice of longtime Buffalo Sabres play-by-play announcer Rick Jenneret, who sadly passed away last night at the age of 81, called Sabres hockey for 51 seasons, the longest play-by-play run in NHL history from 1971 to 2022. He won the 2012 Foster Hewitt Award that put him in the Hockey Hall of Fame, and he passed away after a two-year battle with multi-organ failure. In golf, Rory McIlroy, Brian Harman share the lead at 5-under after one round of the BMW Championship. Have you ever been to a WrestleMania before?
I have not. It'll be my third wrestling event ever. I am ecstatic. I cannot wait. Hopefully I can meet up with Carlos beforehand.
I've been to two, but a long time ago.
There we go.
10 and 15.
All right.
10 was at the Garden.
Yep.
10th anniversary of the first one. And 15 was in Philadelphia, Rock and Austin.
Okay.
Was the main event.
All right. Good stuff. That's Schwartz on the headlines. When we come back, your target demo and an epic fail as we say goodbye on this summer Friday.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
It's a Friday fiesta. Here's what our listeners in the Target demo are up to.
Oh, yeah, you know what time it is. Target Demo Friday on the DA Show, wrapping up a busy week on CBS Sports Radio. My buddy Tommy Thompson was the first one to write in much earlier in the program, listening and watching on Twitch from Outstanding OBX in the Outer Banks. Beautiful pick of the beach. Mac and Bear from D-Ware. Hey, guys, big props to Carlos with a K. Thank you for your service from one vet to another. Greg, big props to you. Great opportunity on hosting today. What's up, D aliens?
Seems like a very nice girl.
So got a couple more. Got a bunch more, actually. Marie in Denver. Hi, sweetie. Oh, Greg, good morning. This is one of the best DA shows. Getting to look at you. Happy Friday to us, right? With
hey,
the two heart face emojis.
Hey, ho.
Dixieland Dan is checking in on Twitch. Gonna sit on the porch, blast some Daft Punk. That's an interesting choice. Some Lil Wayne and maybe some Def Leppard on the big speaker and drink some ice cold beers tonight. Got a dozer coming to build my driveway and having a swim pool delivered tomorrow as well. Great show today, guys. Target Demo Friday.
Ooh, yeah.
Sean Ironman 90. Good morning, Greg Caserta and the boys. Listening from the extra humid state of South Carolina on the Odyssey app while I walk my 4 miles before meal number 2 out of 6. Great show today, hard hat guys. Target Demo Friday. By the way, Sean Ironman 90 looks like Sylvester Stallone.
Let's go, Jets.
Kristen in Buffalo, listening via YouTube while walking, working from home. Always a pleasure listening to Greg Caserta go off the rails. Also, I'd like to toast a late booski to Carlos with a K and Ryan Bosher for holding down the fort this week and 2 great PGPs. Sports, hashtag Target Demo Friday.
Booskies.
Jeff in South Jersey writes, working remotely in upstate New York at my brother's house on a teeny laptop screen, proving low effort for full pay. Great job today, and Sliver is a top-notch fade-in. Nailed it. Hashtag Target Demo Friday. Hashtag sleep number this. Hashtag sleep
my own
number
junk.
That.
No respect for the read. Jeremy Coster says, good morning, gang, from beautiful Northwest Arkansas. Listening delayed on the podcast while doing Uber Eats podcast. Great show as always. Hashtag Target Demo Friday.
Yeah, I love pepperoni.
Steven Saverna Park, good morning, Greg. I'm listening via Twitch in Annapolis, Maryland. Great show today by you, Dark Caserta, Crunchin' KO, and James the Butcher. Hashtag TDF, hashtag punchline.
I gave Joe DiMaggio a shower.
Wolf Stars, happy Friday, no DA in Byron, Minnesota, listening on the Odyssey app. Then Sirius XM 158 on the way to work. Hashtag happy Friday, hashtag Target Demo. Next Friday, I'll be getting ready to spend a week here. And he shows a picture of a beautiful lakeside dock here. So hashtag Target Demo Fridays.
Hugh Janice.
Kyle, K Little 4 MVP. I'm in Lake Havasu City, Arizona, connected to the mothership via the Odyssey app, and I can't wait for the Panthers game tonight and ready to have a great weekend. Good job filling in today. Keep up the good work, guys.
Get a little of the chunk off the top of that one, too.
Backwards Brian checking in, watching with Twitch from Elizabeth City, North Carolina, working for the weekend. Love the show today and the PGP. We need more Greg in our lives. A shame I can't afford MLB Network. See y'all again on the 28th. I hope, Twitch clan. Hashtag have fun, go nuts. Hashtag Target Demo Friday.
I'm the cream of the crop. Yeah, I'm talking to you, Jack Tunney. Macho Man Randy Savage was done a disservice at WrestleMania 3.
And finally, Adam, the former bath guy, says, listening on 650 north of the border, driving around Port Coquitlam in a big green recycling truck. I hope I said that right.
It doesn't matter who we are. What matters is our plan.
All righty then. So we go from that to an epic fail that won't even include today. This entire four-hour program was a giant epic fail.
That's right. So couldn't cut all that.
So here is the week that was on the DA show, Monday through Thursday, a montage.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
Elsewhere in the preseason, did anybody else see that throw by Trevor Lawrence against the Cowboys?
No!
Ooh. Oh, that's not right.
And I've always felt like it was inevitable that this guy was going to be a sublime QB. Well, there was a play in Saturday's preseason game, which was a win for the Jaguars, 28-28. In my ear during the commercial break, Carlos and the gang is like, that throw you're talking about? That's Nathan Rourke. Who the hell is Nathan Rourke?
It doesn't matter who we are. What matters is our plan.
I do have an oatmeal cookie as well.
I got fat-free vanilla pound cake.
Oh, really?
And a book of matches.
One trick is to tell them stories that don't go anywhere.
How much?
He's going to be, well, I don't know the total amount, but he's going to be, from what I understand, the highest paid player ever.
Excuse me.
I really game planned the crap out of this thing.
Because it's 3 hours.
I had some Indian food right before, chicken biryani. Beautiful. I was like, let me get a chicken sando, just a Chick-fil-A chicken, maybe 2.5 hours in, right near the end, slam that, boom, and it was ruined. My roommate got one too, and he's really the one that ruined it. If I just got the one sandwich, I probably could have just right in the pocket.
Yeah, exactly.
But since there was a second sandwich, I should have gave him his to put in his pocket. I really didn't game plan it that great because that we would have done that. So I had the bag, and I kind of I stood behind the two of them, just right in my left hand. And the guy who scanned our tickets didn't see it. But like I said, the superhero that was behind the desk, I guess taking orders at the desk, all of a sudden shot like a side look. Like he's like an FBI agent. Can't bring outside food in here.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
D'Aliens, I love you. You're the best fans in radio. Hopefully they'll let me back in the building after today's show. Carlos with a K might have something to say about that.
No, they're going to have a meeting with both of us. Watch.
I honestly think today is as good a show as any that's aired on this network because this was true morning radio.
Sports.
And especially for a Friday. You always save your best show for a Friday. This was a lot of fun. And I'm happy that I got to do it with you guys. We had a great time today. And, yeah, it flies by every time. Like, even though you look forward to it, you go, man, it always flies. And here we are saying our goodbyes. Many thanks to the Wizard of Watch DA. You know him. You love him. Andrew Kaplan. The Butcher. Ryan, not Brian. Botcher across the glass. Carlos with a K-A-R-L-O-S. Stay fly, killer. And to intern Anna, I'm Greg Caserta. Have a great weekend. The Mothership. Disconnects.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.